Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
Welcome to the podcast, Chris Graham, and we're going to talk NASCAR with Rod Mullins, and we got a lot to catch up on here, Rod, as welcome to the show, and we got to catch up on Charlotte from a couple weeks ago, and your experience down there at the Coca-Cola 600, so let's start there. Maybe just first the experience part of it. This was a big race, a well-attended race. What was the environment like? What was race day like down there in Charlotte?
The race environment that day was just, it was electric. I mean, you could just feel it in the air that day. It was just so awesome. People being able to, you know, move around unrestricted, not being able to, you know, have to stay in one area. The other thing was not wearing masks. That was another big thing too. I know there were some people that wore masks while they were there, but if you were fully vaccinated, you really didn't have to worry about it too much. It was just an awesome, day all together for the 600, and I was just pleased that that we could have been there and been able to cover the race and so forth. It was a great race all together. The pomp and circumstance, the flyover, the Black Hawk helicopters coming in, dropping down and doing their practice routines here a couple of hours before the race. It was awesome altogether. Just, it was a different kind of atmosphere than what we've all seen, pretty much through, you know, for a year and a half so far.
So let's tie them together now. Charlotte from a couple of weeks ago and Sonoma from last weekend. And the common thread is Kyle Larson. He's having a nice run lately. Talk about Kyle.
Well, you know, there's some people talking now about Kyle Larson and saying, do we know what's happened? This could be our 2021 NASCAR champion. And I'm like, yeah, but it's a little bit too early to call that just yet. Bad things can happen to you about midway through the season and cost you a chance of getting into the playoffs, or you have a bad run in the playoffs. But right now, Kyle Larson and Hendrick Motorsports just looks unstoppable. I mean, it looks like it's been one of the best deals that they could have come up with all season. And I think I've alluded to this. I wonder how many times now that Chip Ganassi is kicking himself, that he let him go, that he fired him, got rid of him like he did, and now he's been immediately, you know, a force to be reckoned with by going over to Hendrick. Now, I think it's been a big thing, and Chase Elliott was very complimentary of him during the race on that Sunday at the Coca-Cola 600, and he's also praiseworthy of him at the Sonoma race. Everybody expected Chase Elliott to pull off another win on a road course, and he didn't do it, but there was Kyle Larson, so he's 2 for 2 so far on the races here in this little stretch of the end of May into the first part of June.
Yeah, I mentioned a common thread being Kyle Larson winning, but Chase Elliott being second in both those is also a common thread. Talk more about maybe what he's been able to do lately. Obviously, you don't want to finish second. You'd prefer to finish first, but he's obviously running very well the last few weeks.
Yeah, and he's getting points, but, you know, the points are better when you're able to go and secure those wins. But, you know, for Hendrick, though, I guess all around, Hendrick has finally got his young stable of drivers now, what he's been looking for. And some people think that the youth movement is one of these things. Why not go with the veteran drivers? Well, it's just proving that the veteran drivers just aren't, I don't know, I can't really find another way to say it, but the veteran drivers are just not as competitive as they were maybe a year or two ago. Kevin Harvick, he had trouble at Sonoma again. He had trouble at Charlotte. And you're wondering, has the luster kind of wore off of Kevin Harvick here in driving? And from the looks of it, yeah, it has. I mean, it has in a lot of ways. And, here Kyle Larson just comes out of being suspended for a year. People are wondering, where's he going to come up with sponsorship? How's he going to run? I think he's proven it to everybody. You know, what was so big about the win at Charlotte was win number 269. It broke the logjam. They had tied it with Richard Petty and Petty Enterprises for team wins, 268 altogether. And Kyle Larson broke that with 269 at Charlotte and then 270 on the road at Sonoma. So there's big things going on at Hendrick right now.
Also, a couple top fives in recent weeks for Kyle Busch, the last two races in Charlotte and Sonoma. What do you want to say about what he's been able to do the last couple of weeks?
I hate to be hid to be listening to what Kyle Busch is saying right now, because it can't be good. I mean, he's there, but, you know, when he raced at the 600, he was racing pretty close there and led, I think, in a couple of laps there. You know, although Kyle Larson led, I think, 372 laps out of the 400 altogether. But Kyle Busch is he's there, but he's not quite there yet. And I think you're seeing that with altogether with the Joe Gibbs Racing stable. Martin Truex has really done well. He ran well at Sonoma, ran well at Charlotte too. But Christopher Bell didn't have as good a luck at Charlotte. You've had that happen to him. Denny Hamlin has not really been that much of a factor in this. And so you look at Kyle Busch and you're saying, is he going to get to the front again? Yeah, he's going to get to the front plenty of other times, but they have to be able to capitalize on that. They have to be able to carry that over, just like you're doing a math problem. You've got to be able to carry that number over and sustain that momentum in order to come up with a win. And so far, they haven't been able to do that.
Hey, before we talk about the All-Star race from Texas coming up this weekend, let's go to the Wood Brothers making a change at crew chief. Take us into that news.
Well, I didn't quite catch the name of who's coming in at crew chief, but I know that they are right now at a point of where the Wood Brothers are struggling, and they have struggled to try to finish some races sometimes, and it's not looking good for Matt DiBenedetto. I know that he likes the Wood Brothers. He would like to stay there, but they had to do something for a change in order for him to be able to finish races or at least compete in the top 10. But, you know, DiBenedetto doesn't have a win yet. He's not had a win here in the last several years that he's been running. You know, ran in a Toyota there for a while, almost just about ran away with a Bristol race before, you know, the eventual winner came up on him and got him. But, you know, he struggled at the Wood Brothers. They gave him another year to come over. And this crew chief change, I think, is going to be a little bit of a help to him, because I think there was some complacency there. I think they were kind of settled in too much. And I think there's going to be a little bit of a positive change for the Wood Brothers, and hopefully for DiBenedetto. They'd like nothing more than to try to get on the right foot starting out at Charlotte this weekend with the All-Star race, and him trying to get into that. And then, of course, the next race that they'll be racing on here, you know, they've got Road America coming up. He's looking for some big races and some big things.
Yeah, I got the info from NASCAR.com. I looked it up real quick. Jonathan Hassler is his name. Yeah. And he actually was from the quick description, longtime race engineer, Team Penske. He actually was crew chief back in April at Martinsville for the number 21, and led him to a 12th place finish. Also stepped in for Logano last month at Dover. So he's got some experience. But yeah, it's a big change. I mean, they're replacing a guy, Greg Irwin, that had led the team for three seasons. So that's a sign of something there. You don't make that kind of a change unless you think something really needs to be done there.
Yeah, and we need to explain, too, that the Wood Brothers are not by themselves, so to speak, in racing. They had to form an alliance with Penske Racing in order to be able to get those engines, be able to some of the Ford stuff that they needed. The Wood Brothers have, you know, a lot of people would think the Wood Brothers have been very successful. Well, they have been. They've won a bunch of races in their career that they've had that team going, but not quite what Petty Enterprises had at 268 wins. I mean, I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood, maybe 70 to maybe 80 some wins, total team wins for the Wood Brothers. But still, you know, it's a very revered program, and you know, you've got those guys' names on the line, especially Lynn and Glenn Wood, who, you know, originally started that team years ago. Yeah, this is a big change for them, but you know, they have nowhere else to go but up right now, and this change is going to pay some dividends, I think.
All right, now let's talk about Texas. All-Star race in Texas this weekend. What can we look forward to?
Well, this is sort of like the traveling All-Star race now. Last year it was in Bristol. That was our first chance to be able to cover a race at Bristol Motor Speedway, and when they decided to move the All-Star race there. For Texas, it's going to be like it was being at Charlotte. You know, we're talking a cookie cutter type of racetrack, very similar to Charlotte, but there are differences in the way that the that the track is. There's some differences in how it, you know, lays rubber down and how it holds the heat and different things. You know, in Texas, everything's hot. It's going to be hot down there. And, of course, they're running at night. But, you know, these race teams are going to be looking for something to, you know, their cars to stick to the surface, have some good clean air. But, you know, this is one of those races too, Chris, more than anything. It's a free-for-all. This is a car that you bring in to the All-Star race. And when you bring that car in, this is not going to be a cup car that you're going to race in the next following race at Texas or wherever it's going to be at. This is a specially prepared cup car, and there's no cheating encouraged in this, but they still have a car that, you know, if they come away and they trashed it, if they tore it all into pieces, then, you know, that's one thing. But if they win it and still tear it all into pieces, it's been worth it all, the whole way of that All-Star race.
All right. Well, anything else going on in NASCAR that you want to throw in there as we're wrapping up the show?
Well, you know, a lot of people are still talking about the number of road courses and the road courses and things coming up here this season. I mentioned about it here just a few minutes ago about Road America. That's going to be on the schedule this year. A lot of people looking forward to that race as they make a return to Road America for the first time. And oh my gosh, it's been quite a while. It's been, I think, even back in the 60s, maybe early 70s, they were at Road America. So they're going to be going there. And then they've still got some of their weekly draw races is what they're going to be doing. And everybody's talking about the Nashville race coming up too, when they go to Nashville Super Speedway. And a lot of people are talking about this Tony Stewart Racing League thing. I don't know if you've been picked up on that, but this thing that's similar to the IROC series that they used to have in the 80s and the 90s and did away with. And Tony Stewart has brought back a Superstar Racing Challenge is what it's called. And Helio Castroneves is in it. I mean, they've got some NASCAR drivers. Bill Elliott's going to be in it. Tony Stewart's going to be racing in it. It could be a nice little thing. They're going to conclude their season at the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway here in about a month, I think is what they're going to be doing. But six races, and it's just all for fun, just to see how some of these guys can last against some of these younger guys that have been picked to race some of these select races.
Well, very good. We feel like we're all caught up on NASCAR. Rod Mullins, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham. Get the latest on the Hoos and up-to-the-minute local news, politics, and sports online at AugustaFreePress.com.